Blog Talk Radio.
Black House Sound B, man. It's the web for the hip hop workshop. You know what I'm saying? That one style. Gotta pay homage to that. You know what I'm talking about?
It be the hip hop workshop. It be the hip hop workshop, yeah. We on that work. How we put them lyrics on the back. Okay. We work. How it be the hip hop. Workshop, it be the hip hop workshop, yeah. We on that work, how we put them lyrics on the back, and two we work. I'm on a different channel, and two we work. Got Motley spitting verses, and two we work. Motley music surface, look like no commercial. Show when they claim my boo was so controversial. Show before my Taylor flow, dedicated to get the gold. Back 2005, off the court was letting them know. Black on black crime, East Cleveland fest be going down. The rock is in its prime. Hip hop workshop help you use your mind on the daily grind. Too many snakes to promote us. That's why I got it, said take heed to stop for taking over. Cleveland talent is cold. And Ted opening up his doors. So Cleveland hip hop awards. You think I learned about third boy? You don't support Cleveland artists in which you so concerned for. None of you wanna try to show people become a third boy.
Workshop, it be the hip hop workshop, yeah. We on that work, how we put them lyrics on the bag. Do we work, how it be the hip hop workshop, it be the hip hop workshop, yeah. We on that work, how we put them lyrics on the bag. Do we work, how
BC neighborhood, ping pong, and chess house. That's where the hip hop workshop started out. Design of a decade, 2004. We're legendary, historic, and much more. First hip hop show at the EC Theater. The first hip hop show at the Call and Post building. Our photos made the plane dealer many times. Many Suave Gotti coming through just to drop a rhyme. Be real, popping wheelies. In his wheelchair. After we, Brother Ted, they were there. Alex Moore and Maluka filmed the show. Remember Lonnie, Brandon, and Josh. Red Dog, the brother dressed in all red. AUG and Beat Effect and Thoroughbred. It's time to go back into rhyme. Back to the future. Back into time. True Cap Space 216 was called Soldier. Nappy Head Fred was Fred G, but old dub and old now he's bald head Fred. Remember Renaissance? Before Oprah, you became the Dollhouse. The governor of EC, who used to rock. Changed his name to Sean Niggy Knock. And paved the way for On Deck DNA. Almost forgot Big E and Solomon Kane. The Terror Flow from Chemical Ali. Big Buddha Star would sing R&B. Queen of Fu and Dove kept it Afrocentric. Bill Swain kept the revolution mentioned. Shout out to the creator, Mama Porter, Dollar Rock, Lady D, Art McCoy. You can be mean, but keep it clean.
It be the hip hop workshop. It be the hip hop workshop, yeah. We on that work, how we put them lyrics on the bag. Do we work? How it be the hip hop workshop. It be the hip hop workshop, yeah. We on that work, how we put them lyrics on the bag. Do we work? How?
When I first started out, I simply tripped down Euclid and E-Row. That's when Dollar Rock was on the turntable, straight rocking the show. 5 years later, when Sherrod opened the door, I knew I felt blessed. That's when I got promotional inspiration from GMS. That beautiful voice from Miss Tammy always relieved my stress. Cause she let me know when it comes to life, it's a valuable test. When you got one to live, you try your best to achieve something for it. That's why I love colors of the rainbow from the solo poet. That motivate me to do my thing and just keep keep on flowing. Whatever tonic from 1008, man, just kept my mind going. From black on black to the OPN, man, that's love I'm showing. Because they said it's on the movement, it's just currency growing. Shouts out to Art McCoy for keeping alive 137 shots. That's why I stay sick of freaking high side. From crooks and cops, hip hop workshop is the bread that I have you on a journey to fame. If you ain't about that, then listen to Ronnie B's Windows of Pain.
It be the hip hop workshop. It be the hip hop workshop, yeah. We on that work out. We put the lyrics over that. We work out. It be the hip hop workshop. It be the hip hop workshop, yeah. We on that work out. We put them lyrics on the pad until we work out.
Second release, second major release from the Sheriff. That's the Hip Hop Workshop, which was produced by Joseph Motley Jr. featuring Black House Sounds. Welcome to Al Porter, M-A-N in the Street, Chapter 6, Verse 2. And wow, looking at the 216-804, 216-703, 216-417, 216-225. Before I go to these numbers and any other numbers that pop up, I want to thank everybody and let you know that M-A-N acronym abbreviation for Music Activism News. And for those online, look across and just dial in at that 646-478-0944 phone number. And before I go to the phone lines and start taking all of these phone numbers, now I see a 216-209. So let's be quick about this and say that the disclaimers, three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. So have pen, pencil, paper, notebook, laptop, desktop, iPhone for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk? Stay silent and go back on hold. Change your mind from there? You can press 1 and call back. You can also listen online, courtesy of Blog Talk, E-M-A-X-X Radio. Before I go to all of these phone lines and all of that stuff, let me at least start things off real quick and tell you about the top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment in our region. Number 10, Ladies Hood Stars. Number 9, E-Max Damage. Number 8, Eastside. Number 7, Moving Up, HGS Music. Number 6, Moving Up, Suave Gotti with I'm Jim Brown. The single and the album of the same name. Number 5, Moving Up, Black Odyssey. National Magazine Interview, Underground Hip Hop December Issue. Number 4, Moving Up, Napo, Dog Catcher, Apocalypse Now. Number 3, Big Jump for Black House Sounds. You know, if you go to YouTube, Joseph Motley, JR, period, YouTube, there's the Kimberly F. Brown video, too many others. I won't even get into all this, what's on that page, but it's a lot. Debut at number 2, Eric Wilson and Scratch Paper Friends. This Saturday at 8:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, all ages. Wilbert's at 812 Huron Road East. That's in Cleveland, Ohio, downtown, 44115. Definitely need an ID. And if you're trying to get tickets or anything like that, you can check at aftonshows.com/ERIC Wilson. And number 1, debuting off at Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop number 176. More on that later. I'm going to just, before I go to any phone line, give you one thing only, and let you know you can go to shoutcast.com 24 hours a day. Type in Hood Tunes. You get our music all day long. So I'm going to start this off and see what's going on with that 216-804, 216-804. How you doing out there?
I'm doing fine, Mr. Porter. But what I am concerned about is RTA versus, I guess you would say, Mayor Frank Jackson in Cleveland. I believe RTA need to sue Mr. Jackson in Cleveland. The only way, because it seems like the man is so stubborn. until he can't see his nose on his face.
I got you.
So there you
That's
go.
A very
yes.
deep issue.
Yes, it
okay.
is. $12 million. That's a lot of money.
Oh, wow.
And when he's, we're broke from paying for crooked cops, what they have done to the citizens.
Oh, wow.
And here he is making another study when you've already paid $100,000 making a study. The study has already been made. I don't get him. They need to recall him.
Or the best type of recall on top of it. We'll see what happens come September for the primaries, and then November when he's out of office, maybe, if the people wise up and do what they did at East Cleveland. I just thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, thank you. You're welcome, sir. Thank you.
No problem. I'm going to get to all the other phone callers in a moment. Sometimes people will get me into more trouble than I expected to get into early because I might have said, well, I'm going to pass this story along because I don't think I have to touch it. But instead, give me a moment to pull out my 20-foot stepladder for this soapbox. This will only take me about 3 minutes, and then I'm coming right back to the phone lines because you all are definitely some of the most important people in the world. But I'm going to just touch this one subject if I can and say that last Wednesday, high noon, 19 Action News covered us. It was Reverend Pinckney, Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime Incorporated. You know, on January the 19th, by the time it gets here, the Federal Transit Authorities are demanding $12 million back because of the breach of contract, because of Public Square's breach of contract on a 2004 grant. Now, Mayor Jackson said the square should be closed because of terrorists. Now, okay. Anyway, he has terrorist concerns, but back in 2004, when the grant he signed on to was part of $142.8 million to remake and add on to the transit as well as downtown. Now, as I was quoted by the media, the mayor's terrorist excuse is a fallacy. Why? Because cars can still pass by Tower City, the Q, you know, where we have world champions, Progressive Field, Tribe was in the World Series. Now, the Ward 2 councilman, Zach Reed, you know, he produced a bill this evening at City Hall saying that taxpayers shouldn't have to pay the $12 million. And I'm good with that because it's not taxpayers' fault. It's City Hall's. But Zach says the RTA should pay. All right. Now, they will then cut more bus service and hike the prices up like they did in 2016, which I say again. And I said it at the following day at the Cuyahoga County Council meeting, asking Cuyahoga County Council to get involved and put some pressure on the city. Think about it. National, so you're looking at the federal, then you're looking at the state, the county, the city. Yep, county, Trump City, any day. Now, I want to say I appreciate Clevelanders for Public Transportation. You can catch them on Facebook. A couple of people read about it and came through as we remembered Joan Kundig. She was the 69-year-old mother of two, and it was bad because she was hit by a bus a week after RTA Union. They let them know about maybe a week beforehand that there were a lot of dangerous left-hand turns going around the square. Now, Mayor Jackson is paying now for a new traffic study. Wait. That's why I'm on a 20-foot step ladder for my soapbox. Why? Let's get facts first before I do anything else. There was already a transportation study done. Mayor Jackson at City Hall did a traffic study in June the 13th, 2012. Always look up your facts before you talk. It was a $120,000 study that was completed by Nelson Nygaard and his San Francisco consulting firm. And it was a critical first step for revitalized Public Square. You know, without the traffic study of the quality provided by Nelson Nygaard, very little would be possible, is what the mayor said back then, around 2012 when it was done. Now, before this, in 2010, Mayor Frank Jackson's Group Plan Commission, he said that he planned to possibly close Public Square to buses, but many thought he had given up on that plan when he stood for and allowed the RTA to receive the $12 million base on the assumption that Public Square would be open. Wow, 2014, if you go back in time, in August, RTA's Joe Calabrese was cautiously optimistic about closing Public Square for just 1 year during the renovations, but he was at least guaranteed by the mayor that it was supposed to open up last August. Yep, our mayor has forked tongue. I'm going to go through. You've waited too long. I've been talking too long. 216-703, who is on the phone line?
Black House Sound.
Man, how you doing?
Porter.
Man, I'm feeling very good, to tell you the truth, because,
blazing like it always do. It always blazes
very well. Yes.
So the
What's
only
the
reason
for
I called in, to let people know, this Saturday, the 14th of January, down at CSU.
Okay.
Y'all know the classroom. Be there. We have Black House Sound 2 CD for sale. If people want to buy it, show up. If you don't want to buy it, then you don't want to buy it. But other than that, it's real good music. We've been blazing for years. And the thing I like, when it comes to people that have been in abandoned houses, trapped, all the way down to tell me what you want to hear, tell me what you want to listen to, any type of song, we have done it and we live in. I want to show shots out to Black Odyssey. Odyssey is the truth. Them people, they never stop working. They work overtime. And Black House Sound, show nothing but love. I love your radio station because y'all talk about police brutality. You also talk about hate crimes and so forth. And I love it. Black House Sound make real Cleveland music.
Yes, indeed. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. As a matter of fact, I know how to do this one before I go to the next phone callers. And I'm very excited. Like I say, before I go to the 216-417, 216-225, 216-209, I can start this off by saying that this coming Saturday, January the 14th, 1:45 p.m. to 6 p.m., that's Cleveland Standard Time, it's the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop episode number 176, featuring Renegade Mitri, Complex, Zach Paul Wise. This brother's coming back from New York City just a couple of days before this event. DJ Dollar Rock will have the George Michael Wham tribute. He says people will be dancing in there. I want to see this for myself. Ronnie B's Hip Hop Workshop News. Eastside will be taking over the Power Cypher. 1899 Main Classroom Building, East 22nd. You can enter from Chester or Euclid Avenue, Large Room 136. Radio edits, rap, sing, musician, dance, poetry. Infant mortality will be spoken of also. And so far we have at least 25 giveaways for folks who show up early and want to choose something, such as the GMS Hood Famous TV audio files. Somebody donated to us brand new Busta Rhymes concert DVD, Still in the Rapper, as well as the How to Be a DJ DVD, Juveniles Mix DVD, or Mix CD rather, and a couple of Straight Out of Cleveland DVDs from the one, the only Black Odyssey, So Dizzy, Anti-Sosa, Young Ray, Mix CD, and a whole lot more, which is coming out. I'm real thankful for that. If I go to the phone caller, it'll only take less than a minute to say that voiceofradio.com, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, the main event featuring Sheriff Kilroy is Mondays. And then voiceofradio.com on Tuesday, 5 p.m., it's the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show. Tomorrow, Miss Cleto. Last Tuesday, wow, Black House Sounds was guest. Shout out to Kimberly F. Brown, Art McCoy, LaTanya Goldsby from Tamir Rice Family, National Action Network, who showed support. With that being said, we're going to ride into this one because I'm real thankful when I look up here, the 216-417. 216-417. How you doing out there?
Hi, Mr. Porter. I'm doing good.
That's good.
I just wanted to say I really love Black House Sounds, and y'all really are doing an excellent, excellent job. You really are doing a wonderful job. And I just appreciate y'all music and everything is, you know, so clean cut, and that's what a lot of people need to hear, you know, good, clean music.
I'm just honored that you said that. Like I say, I was very touched by the support that came in, I'll say, last Tuesday at Voice It, and I'm always, always just thankful. So I just want to say thank you very much. You don't know what that means to an artist. You just don't. So thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, Black House Sound make real Cleveland music.
You know, I had to put that back on there just so I could make sure that he definitely enjoyed that one as well. And before I go down the line, as I look at the 216-225, 216-209, a couple of other people I might want to pick with and see what's going on. Because y'all want to get me in trouble this early, because there were some things I might not have planned on really hitting up. But, you know, I'm going to say that, and this will only take maybe 2 to 3 minutes, because, you know, the 12-foot ladder for this soapbox is because, the city of Cleveland and Tanisha Anderson's family are meeting to discuss a settlement because of the family's wrongful death suit. Now, November 2014, 12th day of that month, Tanisha's family called an ambulance because of a mental issue. Police showed Scott Aldridge, Brian Myers. She ended up slammed to the ground, concrete, half naked, and she perished. Now, the reason I bring that up is because I'm afraid to a degree what might happen to join with what just happened, because for those who don't know, Cleveland will have to pay $2.25 million to the loved ones of a man who was shot and killed in 2011 by a Cleveland police officer in Parma, according to the attorney who brought the case. Now, the settlement ends more than 4 years of litigation brought on behalf of Dan Ficker, who was shot and killed by Cleveland police officer Matthew Kraska during a July 4, 2011 confrontation over stolen jewelry outside Ficker's home in the suburbs. Talks began and concluded during mediation conducted, we'll say, the past Thursday before United States District Judge Dan Polster. The lawsuit was set up to go to trial next month. Now, the settlement is one of the largest the city has ever reached in a police misconduct case. Terry Gilbert, an attorney representing Ficker's mother and girlfriend, said the past Thursday was a difficult day for the family, since they had to translate, like, the loss of Ficker into dollars and cents. That's a deep thing in itself. Now, to finish this up and wrap it up, Ficker, who was 27, you know, he'd gone to a party at Officer David Mendek's house the day before the shooting. He had been accused of stealing jewelry. Now, Mendek, who was off duty, all right, following day off duty, and Kraska, who was on duty, they went to Ficker's home to talk to him. A struggle ensued, and it ended with Kraska shooting Ficker in the chest. Now, here's the thing. Even though there was a struggle, none of that would have happened if the police had just followed common sense and not go and pursue somebody over a personal matter. That's what Attorney Gilbert said of the officers. Now, grand jury cleared Kraska of criminal liability. Mendek was acquitted of a dereliction of duty charge over even though the prosecutors accused him of failing to help Kraska make an arrest. Now, Mendek resigned from the police. At least he resigned maybe more than a year ago, and if I'm not mistaken, Kraska is now a sergeant working basic patrol. Gilbert said the officers were never disciplined, which was a major point and contention of the lawsuit. So, in other words, the city paid out the money, for the police officers, and the police officers didn't even have to pay a godmother. Anyway, I'm going to 216-225 because you've been so patient. I really hope this is not the mayor or any officers, but I'm going to 216-225. You've been very patient. How you doing this evening?
Well, I'm not really the mayor or the sheriff, and I'm more or less like the renegade and the rebel. You know, it's DNA. That's my name and that like that. I can't say the rest of my name because you know, I'm on radio. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. First time I've been talking to y'all in a while. You know what I'm saying.
Yes, sir.
Just been out the way. You know, I know you haven't seen me in a bit. I've just been working. But at the same time, trying to come up with the master plan, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know I say it all the time, and, you know, I guess, be honest with you, so call the time to call up to me, because as soon, you know how it feels like as soon as you about to do it, a life situation comes up, and that becomes on the back burner, you know what I'm saying? It's been more than four
right.
Of those things. But at the same time, I've never lost my focus. I just had to do what I had to do, been doing what I have been having to do to make some money. But it's still the same outrageous entertainment from DNA. Well, I can't say the name because I know you all the radio, you know what I'm saying? But that's who truly I am, you know what I'm saying? And as time go on, I don't want them to get me confused with the battle rapper DNA. I'm DNA, and I got another name that. You know.
Okay.
But
Alex, we got you, man.
But yeah, man, I've just been paying attention a lot lately. You know, really, I've just been coming up with a couple projects still. I'm still talking about the death trap music, you know what I'm saying? And
right.
Since the last time we talked, so basically just things just got a little whatever. But as far as, like, what's going on with society right now, I think, you know, right now, from, like, I've been watching a lot of YouTube videos and everything, and it's just important to me to, like, for people to understand that now that we got Trump in this administration now, that, yes, you know, it's about to be a lot of turbulent times, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not even gonna lie, like, trust me, like, I showed you myself. I even tagged you in the post to let you know that it's real.
Yes.
Because when I had a KKK member threaten me for no apparent reason, and the crazy part is, it's the one, well, hopefully I can send to you one day or send a video of you to you one day of, it was
okay.
Like I made a video of, it was like a poem / rap. It's like my personal questions to God, you know what I'm saying? And it was really more like me. I didn't cuss or nothing like that. You know, that's rare when I do that. You know what I'm
saying? Right.
So it was like amazing to me that of all the videos and everything else, it's just filled with DNA, filled for whatever, you know. But most people don't consider it filled just because, I mean, due to the fact that, you know what I'm saying, since, I mean, I'm not going to judge nobody for what they're going to do, whatever, but due to the fact that people do make judgment calls, I'm no better than what's going on out in music right now due to the fact that I'm doing it for years, so I at least try to, if anything, I should try to be creative and, you know what I'm saying, be more advanced than the last time I was when I get in the booth. Now, you know, right now it's just rough times where I can't get into that book, but at the same time, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, like, when you go to Tri-C, they teach you, like, you got to somehow, you got to, okay, you can't be in the studio, you at least got to put it out there. Somehow, somewhere, you just got to find a way. You got to dig and keep digging and digging and digging to eventually, you know. And, unfortunately, it hasn't happened for me, like, quite yet, you know. But
mm-hmm.
at the same time, it's like I'm still focused. But it's like with the thing with the whole thing with the Trump administration, it's really not. And that's just why I even, if you look at my Facebook or my webpage, I even made a video saying that Trump is really not the race. Trump is really not the problem. It's the people that support him that's the problem.
Ooh, wait, break that down.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's like,
yeah,
it's like, okay, it's like basically, like, let's just keep it real. Donald Trump is over since I've been little, man. I'm a wrestling fan. That's how I learned how Donald Trump, who Donald Trump was, to wrestle. And I was like a baby. I knew that some WrestleManias was at Trump.
Yes.
Casino or Trump Plaza. So that's how I know
right.
who Trump is. You know what I'm saying? And then he was a greedy executive. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
he says, oh, it's always been some dirt included in his name. You know what I'm saying? Since I remember. And so now that he entered politics, and, I mean, it was almost like, I'm just going to keep it real. It was almost like a breeze the way he went through it. Because I'm not going to lie, if anything Trump was, he was the most charismatic. He was the most.
Yes, he
was.
Was
for some reason, he's a, I'm not going to lie to you, he is a rating guru as far as like, getting people to listen to what he got to say. Now, simple fact is, he just is, just because he's been doing that for years. That's how he's a billionaire. But what people don't understand, see, like, since he became a Republican, a lot of the Republicans, right, are lower-class white people. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not, you know, trust me, I got white, and I just was talking to one of my white brothers. It's, like, I mean, I got friends. I mean, I got kids that's, Well, I got, not kids, but God kids and nieces and nephews that's white. You know what I'm saying? And so I'm not trying to say it like that, but what I'm saying is, like, what he said is, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you listen to Van Jones and everything, when he came up with something interesting when he said the white lash and stuff like that, and it's been true because, you know, like, you know how... It's crazy how the people, I mean, I remember when Obama got in, I said, that's the new form. You about to see a new form of racism that you never seen before. And it's crazy. I said that I was 24, just like 22, 23 years old. Now I'm in my 30s now. And you know how you say something, you like, maybe I was made, you know, you sort of think you think wrong about, and you look back on it and now, but that was one of the things I was truly right about. And it's just sad because it's like, now it's like, okay, I'm trying to figure out a way to say it in the nicest way. It's like what Trump is doing, and without him really caring about what nobody thinks, or he not even care about the people who supported him, what he's doing, he's opening up the floodgates for the racists to come back out. Like, this is ours. You know what I'm saying? Like, for some people,
right.
like they got... Like, okay, I'm trying to be as, well, okay, I'm not politically incorrect like everybody else. Someone should say it. Like, they got the balls all of a sudden to just say whatever they want to say about black people, Hispanic people, Asian people, Muslim people. You know what I'm saying? Like, they, it's like, and he's just been, he's just like, I've been doing a lot of research the last 6-7 months, you know what I'm saying? And this is like, since you ain't never, ain't talked to me, you know. I just usually just promote my music, but you know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to get that together, but that's not that important. You just say, I know what this show is about, and I love hip-hop, but the simple fact is, it's like this. I'm too ready to be a hip-hop artist to still stand my ground. I'm not, I don't know where this could affect hip-hop, too. People's not opening their eyes. This could affect hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? Now, it's crazy to me, during Obama's administration, some of the worst hip-hop I've ever heard in my life has came out. That part is crazy. You would have thought so much, like, everything would have upgraded, but everything downgraded. But that's a different story. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
that's a whole different story. But it's just that at this point, it's like, people got to wake up to see that, you know, it's really not Trump is going to be Trump as the president. It's the people that surround him and it's the people that supporting him that's about to make this country real, real, real hectic at this point.
And
because
I want
to. And you know what I'm saying? Especially, like, you know, especially if this is the generation where now.
Yes,
it's
sir.
Like, it's the generation where we're not backing down. That's the problem. We're not backing down. This generation, we're not breaking down, but it's just like, how can you fight through that? I don't know. I'm not saying I want Armageddon. I'm not saying I want, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? This is at the same time, this is at this point, too. This is a lot of, it's exposing a lot of demons in the process to a lot of people that have faith. A lot of saints, like a lot of the people that we thought was prophets was really false prophets too. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not even gonna call out no names because we on the radio, but it was like, when you open your eyes and you're seeing like, okay. Then whenever it's talking about the New World Order, it's like, is this what it's really about to be? I mean, I'm not saying this is the New World Order that's about to take place, but it also like in the studies that you when you research it, it almost like, damn, it's almost like it's happening. Like, you know, it makes you think in that realm. But other than that, you know, I'm sorry for taking over your broadcast with that one, man. I'm sorry.
Hey, DNA, I thank you for showing what happens when you research things, you break things down. And how can people continue to follow your movement?
Well, what I'm doing, okay, since I'm having problems with censorship right now, that's why I'm
doing. I got you.
I have a problem with censorship because that's who I am. But you can contact me on Facebook. I got two Facebook pages, Alexander Chico Robinson or A-Rob Chico Lewis. And then I got my SoundCloud, DNA. You know what? That's what they were talking about back in the day where it's like that was going to be a promotional problem. But oh well, fine. But it's DNA and then just inbox me once you find Alexander
there you
Robinson.
Go.
And, you know, just inbox me from there. You know, I've seen the information on SoundCloud. I got an Instagram. Okay, basically, trust me, you'll get to know who I am just because I'm not saying that I'm really that. It's just that when you look at the definition of what that word really means in the dictionary, okay, maybe not the lazy part, but the ignorant part. Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, we all fall under that one. So I just look forward to supporting your movement, man. And
I appreciate you for your patience, too. Thank you, because I didn't even think I was going to talk that long, but I got deep in thought of everything I've been researching. So it's like,
I appreciate you, brother. May you stay up.
You too, brother, man. Love you, man.
Love you, too.
One love to you and your movement. DHS, of course, for life, you know. And
yours, definitely, brother. We know that. One love to definitely Def Trap Music. And before I go to that 216-209, you know something? I'm glad he said what he just said, because in only about 2 to 2.5 minutes, the 10-foot step ladder is only needed for this soapbox because Man in the Street, Black Lives Matter, Carl Stokes Brigade, Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Workers World, Reverend Pinckney, Surge, War 10 candidate Rico, Tamir Rice Family, Imperial Women. We were at the consent decree hearings. And you know, the federal judge who's overseeing Cleveland's police reform of effort, he said the past Friday he did not think the election of Donald Trump would change or end the settlement the city entered into at least more than a year ago. Now, Chief U.S. District Judge Solomon Oliver Jr. said during a status conference that the city's settlement with the U.S. Justice Department, known as a consent decree, is not for the executive to change or to cause it to move in a different direction. He acknowledged that different lawyers may be on the case, but as far as he is concerned, there is no reason reform efforts would not go forward. This case didn't start yesterday. This case was investigated. This was negotiated, and the city and Justice Department came to the conclusion that this was the best thing to do. Now, Oliver also added, this is now an order of the court. It's already ongoing. So the obligations are to the court. Now, you know, the past week, like I just spoke about, the city agreed to spend $2.25 million to settle the Ficker lawsuit. Now, also, the city also agreed last year $6 million paid to settle the lawsuit for the police shooting's death of Tamir Rice in 2014. Now, the judge did say, I'm not going to sit here and assume that the incoming president would not want to see this succeed, Oliver said. While acknowledging that the city has encountered delays, he said he is happy overall with the reform efforts. Now, at the same time, he said he still had issues to be worked out, such as a clause in the union's contract with the city that says unsigned citizens' complaints may not lead to any discipline. He said it doesn't sound quite right to me. And the city attorney, Barbara Lang Henry, said it would be renegotiated in the contract, and they're looking at that clause. Finally, Oliver said he was proud of the work done by the commission. Members have expressed frustration with Steve Loomis, who appointed himself a member, and actions that they see is trying to impede the process. Now, Judge Oliver did not remove Loomis, as the members requested and several other groups, but said the commission should draft bylaws. That way, by quorum, attendance can be removed. The judge said the city of Cleveland safety director can remove Loomis. You know something? I even got a chance to speak to Steve Loomis, you know, head-to-head, face-to-face. But then again, why not? I'm the president of Black on Black Crime Incorporated. We can keep it civil and keep things going because, basically speaking, that's what you're supposed to do. Right now, I'm going to 216-209. I'm hoping this is not Judge Solomon Oliver or Steve Loomis, the union head, but just the same. 216-209, how you doing out there?
I'm great, and I can tell you now, okay. This is definitely not Steve Loomis. I know for a fact this guy don't really care for me too much as well.
I hear you. What's going on,
man? Oh, man, everything's good, brother. This is John from Black Odyssey for all those who don't know.
Gotcha.
Oh, man, we got a project coming up. It's called the Blessed Living Project, and it will be a DVD of all our videos that's online as of today. That is coming really, really soon. I want to say within the next few weeks, maybe within the next month. It all depends on how well the mail moves.
Got you.
So we got, we got the magazine article for Underground Talk. That's an international magazine. For all those who don't know, I posted on Wet Facebook page and everything like that. But we got a lot going on as far as like filming the next video for Dizog, and he has one coming up called
Nice.
Working with him. I'm working with Honesty Blade. He has a video coming soon. Key Cash, he has it coming soon from Black Odyssey. So just throwing all the little projects that we are really, really working. And thanks to Black House Sounds for the shout out, and I'm gonna turn around and shout that Black House Sounds back out too, because them some hard working brothers. And you know, and I wanna say, along with a lot of other artists that just called in on this line, we are working on some songs that's curse word free. But we still getting to the point. We still not changing
right.
our sound. We just omitted a few words. You know, just expanded vocabulary around. And we can be on the lookout for that within the next year or so, as far as that as a whole project coming up. And this year we're going to release another mixtape called Black Visions. I'm not going to really give no date. I'm going to just throw it right out there and let the people eat it up like they have been with the last few. And I want to thank all our fans, all the support for the video. Keep praying. And within the next day or two, it'll be at 700 views. Looking forward to making it 1,000. And it will be one of the quickest videos to hit 1,000 that Black Odyssey's had. So I want to thank everybody for the support on that. And I'm going to go ahead and throw that contact info out there for all those who don't know. You can reach Black Odyssey at BLAQODESISY when you Google it. You can go to Facebook. Same tag, Black Odyssey. You can go to Twitter, Black Odyssey, BLAQODESSY. Instagram, YouTube. Please subscribe. Thanks.
No problem. Hey, just hold the line. May you enjoy everything.
I sure will.
And no full problem. And you know something? Since this number keeps coming in and out, they might only be able to stay a little bit of time. I'm going to that 216703. 216703, how you doing out there?
How you doing there, Mr. Porter?
Oh, Mr. Porter's doing excellent. What about you?
Man, I'm doing all right, man. You know, I just want to call and give the listeners a little taste of me, man. You know, this is Mr. Hurricane Bane from Black House Sound.
Man, I'm going to tell you like this, man. It's good to hear from you. As a matter of fact, I'm going to stop the whole of presses real quick and let folks know a little bit about yourself, man.
Well, you know, I'm Champagne Bane. You know, I'm one of the original members of Black House Sound. You know, me and Dr. Molly Jr. and Doug and yourself. You know, we've just been working on a lot of things, man. As you all know, we already had CCR1 come out. We got CCR2 coming out. And we're already working on CCR3. And as a matter of fact, me and Mr. Motley actually got some new material that we just did in the studio today, man. So, you know, we just definitely just keep working.
Man, I'm glad to hear that for the simple fact. A lot of people, they ask me all the time. They're like, man, who's that other voice? And this, that, and the other. And, man, now I'm not even putting out there anything that's false. When Brother Art McCoy, that's one of his favorite songs now, is Medicine. I had to make sure that I could share that out on his page so that he could have it when I saw him at the Art McCoy radio show, which is on WERU 1490 AM on a Sunday at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. But that brother had to make sure before I left off that I could hook him up so he'd be able to get that video. So, you know, one thing I can say, man, is we just appreciate you being a member of Black House Sound.
Oh, yeah, always, man. Much love to Art McCoy. You know, he's been doing so many things in the community that you hear of and if you don't hear of. And, man, you know, it's crazy because, you know, when I came up with that chorus, man, you know, I was just thinking about everything that the Black Man Army has been doing, everything Black House Sound has been doing, everything that the New Black Panthers has been doing, and just, you know, our world in the culture period, man, you know, it's just coming to a lane to where we got to do something about it, man. And, you know, everything don't have to be, quote-unquote, I guess people want to say corny or whatever you want to call it, but, you know, when somebody steps in and does what they have to do, and people start listening and start following, it just goes to a whole other level, man. And that's what Black House Sound is trying to do, you know.
I feel you on that, and I really do appreciate the phone call from you, man.
Oh, definitely, man. Definitely, man. You know, I just want to let everybody know, man, you know, Black House Sound got a lot of new stuff coming out, man. We ain't never going to stop, man. You know, I'm also, if people didn't know, I also want to let people know that on Turn Up, which I know a lot of you guys are familiar with, I was also on that song, too, you know, so. You know, I have been on a lot of songs lately. You know, I've just been in the back scenes, you know, just doing what I need to do for Black House to make sure we succeed, you know. So I'm still out here, man, you know. But I'm going to definitely get a fan a little bit more, man. You know, definitely.
Got you. Man, we appreciate you, and I appreciate the phone call, man, for real.
As always, Mr. Porter, you already know.
Already know. Thank you. As a matter of fact, man, Hurricane Bang, you know, that's my brother right there. As a matter of fact, before we play something, I know now how to almost end this program, but before I end it, I'll probably play a track. And before I get into that, I just want to throw out the House of Prayer Ministry and the Powerhouse, SARC. They're currently hosting a fundraiser giveaway of a 2017 Ram truck and 10 other high-dollar amount prizes for the 2017 Getting Smart in the Park. Tickets for the drawing can be obtained with a tax-deductible nonprofit donation of $100 through Ticketmaster's. Ticketmaster's Universe event and ticket site, which is located at https://www.universe.com/ GSITP 2017 Ram truck. The ending date is January 31st or until all 1,500 tickets are gone. Now, the ticket drawing will be Saturday, May 6, 2017 at Getting Smart in the Park, the 2017 Spring Edition, being held at Luke Easter Park, 44104. Other prizes include the $10,000 college scholarship, cruise for four, two adults and two children under the age of 15, $3,000 worth of Lazy Boy furniture, how about a Toro lawn tractor, walk behind mower, gas trimmer, and gas mower. Here's another one, $1,000 DSW shopping spree, or $1,000 Macy gift card, or Craftsman rear tires garden tiller. How about $500 cash or fishing tackle? I remember Black Man Army speaking at that event at one time, Getting Smart in the Park. I remember actually performing there years ago, and I mean years back. And Man in the Street was given an award for speaking. I got to see what else is going on. I just know I plan on being there this coming year. But again, all information is at https://www.universe.com/GSITP2017RAM truck. Now, this is what I can do. This only take maybe 2 minutes and 51 seconds. We're going to keep praying with Black Odyssey. And then I have something else on deck. Be right back.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bowed. Let's talk to you for a minute. Just for a minute. Keep praying. Yeah. No matter what. Keep praying. Yeah. Keep praying.
It's up. New day, new rhyme to say. To my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray. Trying to find ways to pop the gate. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God. Keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the All Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why bother? Ain't no love in this city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme. Until the law, I'm just another dumb one. But through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying. And I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying.
They say I'm too serious. I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is trite. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door, trading hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil Chris, 19, facing two murder cases, with a baby on the way, waiting with the judge on say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
A moment of silence. Yeah,
said the plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. Yeah. So keep praying, yeah. Cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. Yeah. And I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. Cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. And we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah. So keep praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah. 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 No matter what, love you.
That was Black Odyssey, and before I play one of my like favorite tracks off of CCR2, which will be available, well, if there are copies left, because they've been moving too fast, but if they are left, they'll definitely be at the Hip Hop Workshop. That's this coming Saturday, so come through. I just want to throw out something real quick. It'll only take maybe about 2.5 minutes. let's start it off and pull out the 16-foot step ladder for my soapbox because I got to go to East Cleveland for this one. Now, East Cleveland, Barbara Thomas, Ward 2, City Council, Nathaniel Martin, Councilman at Large. Now, you know, Council President was accused, City Council and the Council President, they were accused of Law Director Willa Hemmons. You know, she was brought in by the recall, Mayor Norton, and Joy Graham, Ward 4 Council, backed by recall Mayor Norton and recall Thomas Wheeler, still works with Brandon King. I mean, the verdict is out on her. So I just want to throw out there that Thomas and Martin were accused of illegally appointing Devin Branch for Ward 3 and Kelvin Irby. He's at large now. Now, old Norton crony, we'll say the law director, she said that there was no quorum taken. Of course not. Two seats were opened up because the people were kicked out. You know, the people and the people who were voters in East Cleveland, they kicked the bums out. Now, the quorum was like 2-1 on a selection process. Now, I would say that there are a lot of people in East Cleveland, if it's East Cleveland residents who have a lot to say, I got that. They have the right to speak on that one. The Plain Dealer editorial board, they showed their bias yesterday because they threw up there on the editorial board roundtable from the forum and put up there the latest sour note from struggling East Cleveland. Members of East Cleveland City Council appointed the divisive Devin Branch in a seat on council on December 29th. Devin helped unseat East Cleveland Mayor Gary Norton by prompting a successful but costly special recall of the mayor and the city council president in November, a move that also could sidetrack the city's possible merger with Cleveland. Wow, they were so quick in throwing it out there that they put up November when it was really December 6th when the recall happened. Now, wait, Plain Dealer, how dare you act like media elite? It should be praised that Devin and others, no matter the cost, led a successful recall, putting black voters in control of a mostly melanated city. And so-called editorial board to complain that this could sidetrack a merger suggests a preconceived notion that black people can't sustain themselves. And as you complain about Devin, do you all realize that he fought and was successful at keeping the East Cleveland Library out of the county hands when he, Charlie Bibbs, William Fambrose were part of that? Plain Dealer, report the news. Don't make the news. Report it fairly straight down the middle. I mean, I hate to use the word media elite and go and pull a Trump move, but that's what you all just became when you all couldn't even get the facts right on a month and had the nerve to complain because it was spent on a recall that could possibly save the city from going through a merger. You know, I'm looking at all of these ones come up here. I'm going to give you something like 30 seconds. How you doing out there?
I'm blessed, highly blessed, and very thankful to be able to get on the air tonight. Quickly, I want to say, Brother Al, I appreciate you as always, and I want to speak really briefly about Baptist 1225 and 1269. ABC Management, which is a very nefarious entity, I'd like to forewarn people again, they will sell people homes and then implement projects on the same premises to make it look like everyone is in the projects. And to the third district, keep these badges away from my home, trying to pry their way into my home. This is Sister Smith, and I want to continue to help to keep the public informed. I thank you so very much, Brother Al. And one last thing, because I know that you're limited on time, I wanted to briefly share one scripture. 1 Kings chapter 11 and verse 3, it says about King Solomon that he had 700 wives, princesses, and 300 concubines, and his wives turned his heart away. Basically, he seemingly had no rivals. Secure as king of a comparatively wealthy kingdom, he could engage in almost unlimited pleasures. With his vast treasury, he could afford any luxury. But God does not want us to just focus on luxury. He wants us to focus on wisdom, and he wants us to stay focused on integrity. Integrity is a very, very important thing that seems to be lacking in our society today. Thank you so very much, Brother Al. Okay.
You're welcome. You too. And thank you.
Play your position and never become a target. It's them goons outside, and you know they trying to start. You get robbed in the daylight and murdered in the dark. And after they done with you, they stash your body in a resort. You call it pro package, but when the medic showed up, your body was full of maggots. And the bad part about it, they found you 2 weeks after. Your mama couldn't take it cause she knew you was out there trapping. God please bless the people. He got money in them guns, so you can't tell them about the people. SWAT on standby with the barrel to your people. 24 hours going in, they about to snipe you through the window. And you think it's all a game, you on Facebook, on your Kindle. Helicopters in the sky, you made the news to go to info. Now you're looking in the mirror, wanna give up, but it ain't too simple. You gon' face jail time for killing that goon 2 weeks ago. You can fight, but you still die. Nothing in life is reasonable. What?
It's all about taking chances and sacrifices. Sometimes the journeys you take might leave you in a crisis. When your mind tried to tell you, oh yeah, let me try this, you on the verge of going down the dead and broke off priceless. You wanna try premeditation as well as gang affiliation. Had to have your body laying up in the ditch, said he stank. Whenever I come around, you already know what you're thinking on how to set me up for forgetful access to my bank. So why you wanna hold a grudge when it's all up in the past? But you was the one who tried to rob somebody's goods from their stash. When you tried to get away, you knew that jail was too late. You got that bad body heat from that bullet penetrate. With the veil collision course, tell me who gon' carry the torch. With your last receiving vision, a congregation is life support. If you get a second chance, stay away from the advance. Or getting lost up in the sand gon' be your next life expand. Man.
My left eye, wasn't an outlaw. You can't kill my pride. Now if you owe me, pay me, never play me. See, I'm trying to kill death, but death is only killing me. Slip, slap, click, clap, you run your mouth a little too much. But still, I got your life in the clutch of my hand. It's a final touch. And back of my mind, steady it be mentally ill and buck. You're feeling lyrical, killing what a feeling. One in a million cats be feeling. Ooh, what a rush. A what a feeling, a journey be rushing. You can't fight, but you still die. No lie, not rock a mind. Increases the pain, level the drama, pull the trigger, kick that stuff, retaliation is a must. You can fight, but you still die. What goes around comes around, Palmer.
Breath from every which way. People say they love me, I feel the lies. Just because I live right, well, I'm despised. The folks that I help, huh, they want to kill me. I feel them plotting, I ain't crazy. Who's this calling early in the morning? Sounds like a setup, that word is warning. They kill Pop Pop, then they kill Biggie, X and King, so I know they'll kill me. between my eyes. Booyah! I fought, but yet I still died hard. The Grim Reaper, I just pulled his calling card. I could say more, but it's cold in here. Red dot on my forehead, I'm out of here. Oh!
Oh yeah. As a matter of fact, real quick, I want to let people know about home buying workshops. You can purchase a home or save your present home. Three dates to choose from: January 28th, February 11th, May 27th. No down payment, no closing costs, lowest interest rates, no fees, no perfect credit, 100% financing. 17325 Chandler Park LLC, Suite CL2146 in Cleveland, Ohio, 440112, or call 216-322-0811. Never say that I didn't try to do anything to leave you with some info. Hey, be blessed. Peace.